For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. First up today, I want to welcome the newest, the 50th affiliate to the Drug Truth Network, CHMA 106.9 FM in Sackville, New Brunswick, Canada. Welcome, my friends. Our guest this week on the Cultural Baggage Show will be Nurse Mary Lynn Mathry and her husband, Al Byrne, who together are directors for Patients Out of Time, a medical marijuana advocacy group.
Mary Lynn Mathry. I'm a registered nurse of more than 30 years, president and co-founder of Patients Out of Time, an organization of healthcare professionals, patients, some of them being the legal patients for medical marijuana, basically formed to educate healthcare professionals and the public about the therapeutic use of cannabis in hopes that if we educate enough people, we'll finally get it back in the pharmacopoeia.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a clinical trial of that marijuana medicine Sativex. What's your thoughts on that?
You're right. It's been an excellent week. I think it's absolutely wonderful. I know GW Pharmaceuticals has been working hard to try to get something in the United States going, and something's happening. The fact that clinical trials are going to happen, phase three clinical trials, basically mean that they're going to actually be doing these studies, but it does mean it'll be looking at patients to see if this actually is helpful. That's really big news, because it's basically saying maybe there is some merit to cannabis. They're finally acknowledging it.
Well, I know that you've been much involved with the American Nurses Association and several of the state nurses associations who have called for studies, who have called for the use of medical marijuana. John Walters just has been off base on this, has he not?
Exactly. John Walters, as far as the Drug Czar's office, it's been amazing how they've been fighting it between the Drug Czar's office and the DEA, trying to interfere with the compassion clubs that are trying to supply medical marijuana to the patients in states where they've passed the laws. Just seems like they've been going overboard to go after patients. And then now, finally, the scientific community, on the other hand, at the federal level, is saying, okay, let's look at this. There is some evidence. And clearly, GW's clinical trials in England have shown that already, that it's very effective for multiple sclerosis patients and other patients with chronic pain. So it'll be interesting to watch what happens and how they, they maneuver between the different offices under the federal government, one saying no therapeutic value and the other saying, gee, let's look at this.
Mary Lynn Mathry and Al Byrne on this week's Cultural Baggage. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.